For 80 years, Ed Morse has built a legacy, and now it's time to celebrate. During the 80th anniversary sale at Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, big selection means volume savings on over 800 of your favorite Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs. Shop four iconic brands under three rooftops with over 22 acres of GM inventory. It's a celebration 80 years in the making at Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. Visit EdMorseSawgrass.com, where you're always backed by Morse.
Hey, Dolphin fans, Kim Bocamper here for a little out-to-pasture moment. You know, I'm just kind of sifting through the draft as the dust is all settled and we're starting to get ready into going into a mini camp next week with the rookies and all that stuff. And just kind of wanted to go over my thoughts on the draft. Look, I liked it what they did. I liked what John Eric Sullivan did, 13 picks in that draft. And I think you've got some guys that are going to really become playmakers, if not immediately, as the future moves along. So let's look at Caden Proctor. You know, when I heard about him and you heard about the weight and this and that, I go, yeah, I'm not sure. But the more I've been delved into it, the more I've talked to people about him, I think he's going to be a great pickup. Left guard's going to play left guard next to Patrick Paul. That's going to make a huge left side of that offensive line. Going to be able to protect Malik Willis, give Achan some room, running room. So I like that. You know, he's going to start right on the bat. That's already been settled. As is the next pick, the number two pick, Chris Johnson, the cornerback out of San Diego State. He's going to be a bona fide starter in day one. He's probably going to be a cornerstone of that Dolphins secondary that you're going to build on for over the next 5 years. So to have a guy that can cover, that has a lot of roaming room, can go sideline to sideline, he'll tackle when he needs to, he'll pick off balls. And so, you know, it's nice to have a cornerback. I don't think we've seen a quarterback come in like that since maybe Don McNeil back in the mid-70s and 80s. And so let me go to the next one. Before I'm going to go to my next evaluation, I've got to give you a little Dolphin history. You know, in 1970, when Don Shula came in and inherited this Miami Dolphin football team, he inherited a little problem. Had some good players, had some good, not so good players, but they're able to make trades and make that team a really good football team. And Don always had rules, always had a lot of rules, and he adhered to his rules because he'd implemented him when he's in Baltimore from then on, and they lived with him for the rest of his career. And so one of the rules, you know, they had a bunch of renegades on that football team. Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, Manny Fernandez, Jake Scott, just to name a few. And the issue became with them, he had one rule that he adhered to strictly: no full beards. He hated beards, didn't want beards. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. But he didn't like beards. And so all those guys at that time had beards. And if you notice, all those guys were the best players they had on the football team. And for a while, they wouldn't budge. And it became an issue until one of the guys came up with, I think it was Jim Kick, said, you know what, they all had the beards, as I said. So he said, you know what, why don't we do this? Why don't we just shave right here? And then it becomes what? A Fu Manchu. Fu Manchu's not a beard. It's just kind of mutton chops. It was a mutton chop thing there, and they had that too. And so so when Don Shula said it, I think he kind of bucked a little bit. But then he said, "Okay, fine. I'll give you that." So your mustaches, not beards. So now here we come to our new guy that we picked, linebacker Jacob Rodriguez, 6'1", 231, a tackling machine. The guy punches balls out. He's sideline to sideline, makes plays all over the place. And I think he's become a very, very, very good player on this football team. But what appeals to me, obviously, is that mustache. That mustache is a classic mustache, going back to Clark Gable and all those guys. And again, going back to the tradition of the Miami Dolphins with the no-name defense, with Kick, with Zonka, and all those guys that went to the Fu Manchu just to get away from the beard rule that Coach Shula had. And you know, the notice, so I started growing my mustache in 1972, watching the Dolphins play against the Kansas City Chiefs, longest game ever played. And I'm looking at all these guys, and I became a fan that night of that football team. And about a week later, I began growing my mustache. So I've had this mustache for over 52 years. One time I shaved it off. I walked out of the bathroom. My wife and two daughters were sitting watching TV. They looked at me. My kids started crying. My wife said, "You turn around and go start growing that thing right now again." So I did. Took about a week to get grown fully in, and I haven't shaven it off. I haven't taken it off since then. So Jacob Rodriguez, that mustache, the way that he plays, he's a linebacker, Texas Tech, Zach Thomas. I got my Zach Thomas Hall of Fame hat. I was a linebacker, so I think we got a little kinship there. Not only that, but he got a badass wife. Army helicopter pilot, Blackhawks, and just a tough guy. And look, as we saw during the season pregame in one of Texas Tech's game, you know, he stood up to the challenge of Pat McAfee to see if, because he started as a quarterback, if he could throw a football and hit the crossbar from 20 yards out. And lo and behold, he did. Made $250,000. Got $250,000 for the military to donate to the military. So you gotta like that. You gotta like the way he plays. But for my money, you gotta love the mustache. We'll see you next time.